This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One area of our economy that has not recovered from the pandemic has been the department store. Employment at department stores is still 12% below pre-pandemic levels. So we wanted to check in with one. Dunham's Department Store in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, has been a family business for more than a century. Ann Dunham Rawson is Vice President of Sales and Merchandising and joins us. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell us about your store. How did Dunham's get its start?
Well, Dunham's was started as a grocery store by my great-grandparents in 1905, and they grew that business through the teens and 20s. They had a traveling store, so they would take merchandise out into the farming community who maybe weren't able to get into town on a regular basis. And then in the 20s, during the Depression, my great-grandparents decided that they didn't have enough to do, so they built what we now refer to as our department store building.
Now, you know, department stores have, in general, lost some sales to online shopping over the past few years. There are 31,000 fewer workers at department stores now than a year ago. How's Dunham's doing coming out of the pandemic?
Well, we're still very strong. We fortunately have a very strong community of locals who have supported us for our 118 years and continue to support us. But we have a lot of people who live, you know, Philadelphia, DC, the New York metro area that have homes up here and cottages. So we are a tourism, but also we have a very strong local-based economy.
Supply chains, getting the goods that you need, that was a big challenge for all kinds of stores in the past few years. Has that improved for you?
It is improving, I will say. There are still areas that are difficult, shoes especially, because there's so much that's imported. It all comes from the same region, and so they're still having issues. Although a lot of the shoe manufacturers are overcoming that and are switching gears. You're seeing things made in other places, in other parts of the world, but still factories aren't as easily changed as, you know, apparel factories and some of those things.
This year is, economically speaking, so hard to predict between inflation, between a recession that may or may not happen. It's anyone's guess. But you have to make guesses because you're ordering supplies, what, a year in advance sometimes? What's your take on how this year is going to go and how are you predicting that?
I'm cautiously optimistic. My father used to say, you know, there are no bad years, just some years are better than others. So we're just sort of going with that. There's always challenges. You can't prepare for the worst because the only thing worse than being overstocked is being understocked. So, you know, you hope that you make the right decisions and be a little cautious in certain areas, but cautiously optimistic. I always say we've been through two pandemics and survived. We've had a fire. We've survived a lot. We've been through a depression, a recession. My father always used to say, we just don't know when to stop. So we just keep going.
Ann Dunham Rawson is Vice President of Merchandising and Sales at Dunham's Department Store in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, established 1905. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you very much.